Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are speaking about a prophetic word today, a prophetic word that was given on November 22nd, 2013. Man, I can't, it's like 1963, 2013. And it was 50 years apart. It just took place. And if you heard earlier that it's just the significance of 50 and a place of redemption. And if you would have heard Dr. King just speak about, or you saw him speak about, and if you didn't, you can go to the VFN Torch and see about the redemption of the soul of America and what we think, what we want, and what we feel, that redemptive aspect of our soul. And as the church, you know, we get renewed, our soul is renewed and transformed, goes through a metamorphosis as we follow Jesus and become his disciple. He talks about that in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And so we as the church, it's our responsibility to begin to preach the word of God to help America's soul be redeemed, which is Americans. It's not land. When you talk about Israel, you're not talking about a physical aspect of it as much as you are talking about the people itself. And in that, on November 22nd, we're about to hear a word that was delivered by Kim Clement about our president. It's a very encouraging word, talking about the last 2 years. Several things. You know, prophecy is conditional. That's why you have prophecies that are long ways off. It's like, oh my goodness, there's a lot of humanness between there. You can make different turns during that time. So understand prophecy is conditional. Secondly, he talks about praying. Don't just say, hey, this is just a set thing. Understand, we need to pray, and we always talk about, you know, pray. But listen to Kim Clement as he gives us word about the President of the United States. It's very encouraging. And tie it in together with what you just heard with Dr. King, what was interviewed in his house November 22nd, 1963 by CBS News, when he says about the redemption of the soul of America.
You know, I've been watching this whole thing, and I've watched very little news about Obamacare. Of course, it's going to influence me. So for a while, I just stopped listening to anything about it. I know there's wrongs and there's rights and all this, but can you put that aside just for a minute? There is a definite desire that has been in the heart of the enemies of this president to take him out. Now, it's not impossible. And I have prayed against that since I got a prophetic word in Memphis, Tennessee. Which, again, it just came like a mighty rushing wind. No thoughts, just happened. You'll hear that shortly. But I, you know, and Wednesday I spoke about having dreams and visions. One of the dreams was about somebody dying and the end of an era of cancer. That's going to be told in a few minutes. But also a cancer that is eating this nation that has to be cut out. And if it's not cut out, it's going to get worse. And we're going to destruct from within. That's why you heard what I said on the TBN interview, and you can find it March the 5th, 2002, that the dream has not yet been fulfilled of Martin Luther King. That dream is now being fulfilled to a degree by this, the president that has been chosen, President Obama. Now, you may be getting really mad at me and saying, you don't know anything about the politics and he's a liberal and he's listening. I understand all of that. Again, put yourself in my position. God says you qualify. Now I'm going to show you something. It is about 4 or 5 in the morning. I don't know what time it was. I have this distinct, clear dream, vision. I'm standing with the President of the United States. In his right hand, he has a glass of vodka. I don't know if he drinks vodka. I don't care. It may mean something else, but he has this glass of vodka and he's drinking it, just talking away, chatting with me, and we speak about various things. I'm saying to him, this is a fulfillment. You've made some crazy decisions, but this is a fulfillment of prophecy. And while we're discussing it, I noticed we're at a baseball field, and we're behind there, and he's talking about Michelle. And as he's talking about her, it comes to me suddenly that there is a secret weapon. Now, I know that's all crazy stuff, but bear with me. That has not been recognized or understood or comprehended as something that could destroy this man. Now, please hear it as that may be something that could kill him or could destroy his presidency and his what he's doing. Then I said these words to him under the Spirit of God. God does not want the first African-American president to leave his office in shame. God wants you in these next 2 years to bring honor to your people and to this office as a president. You have a chance. Now, I know people are watching me now. No, not my warriors, people that represent this president, that these next few years, it's vital. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, Kim, you don't understand Obamacare. You know, I don't care about Obamacare. The thing that I do care about is that medical science is progressing so quickly that this is going to be a very short-lived situation. Try and see a little bit further now. I have a dream. The dream is being fulfilled before our very eyes. We don't agree with some of the policies, but we have hate towards the first African-American president. Tell me that's right. Christians, tell me that's right. No, it's not. Our duty is to pray that whatever God set in the White House, whatever needs to be fixed up, whatever needs to be exposed, whatever needs to be done, must be dealt with immediately. And that secret weapon, whatever it is, must be deemed useless and helpless and not effective. Okay, that's what I saw. Then I said this to him. I hope I've still got my audience. I hope they're all spitting at me right now. Then he said, I want you to look at one of your children. And the president looked at me and he had a teary-eyed. And I said, you have a special spot for her. And I said to her, you need to watch over her. For your child shall become an African-American woman president. And will fulfill some of the things that you wished and desired that you could not do because of political powers and being politically correct. Your child will do it. Now, some of you are saying, well, Jesus would have come by then. Stop. Please. We heard that 70 years ago. Now, think about it as if he is coming, but we are to occupy until he comes. President Obama, listen to me. Whoever gets this to you, these next few years, God is going to come and visit you. You're going to have dreams. Just like God gave Babylonian kings dreams in the presence of Daniel. There are prophets in this country that love and will pray for you and your family as I do. However, in your descendants, one in your very house, I have anointed to become a president of this nation. What will bring great honor and glory to the African-American people and will bring pride, great pride, to the people of the United States of America. Watch over her, Michelle. Watch over them, but watch over her and form that which is godly and upright in her, for she shall surely hold up light to this nation. Now, when I heard all of this, and as I was speaking to him, I could sense there was a humility about this president, Barack Obama. I sensed a humility. He had been humbled. He had been humbled to the point of being so open and a changed man. Are you going to give him a chance? I'm not here advocating for him. I'm just telling you, I heard that the enemy has plotted to take him out. And let me tell you, there are millions that would love to see that, sadly. But I want you to know, God spoke something in advance and warned me in the dream and said, I'm calling you to pray without opinion. Don't watch news. I want you to pray for him and Michelle and those children because of what I have planned for the future of this nation. A cancer will be cut out. And a cancer within this nation has to be cut out in order for God to send light and to send rain. Now, Neil, take it from there. And there will be other things I'll share, but I'll do that later. Let's share what did come out in 2009.
Yes. I have to gather my thoughts after what he shared with us there. It's so powerful. I mean, remember this moment in time. So, sorry.
What you see, I'll tell you what's happening to you, Snell, is you're sensing the compassion of God. You're sensing God's point of view. Yes. Are you sensing God's viewpoint, I should say? It's so different to ours. We judge things as people do things, and then we say, well, this disqualifies you. Oh, good, you did something good for that. Oh, that qualifies you, prisoner. Okay, no, you did something bad, so that disqualifies you. They all did something bad. Come on. But the point is this that moment in time that he's feeling, that Martin Luther King actually saw and prayed for, and we wanted to be destroyed because of mistakes and things he's done wrong, whatever. That's not the case. Now, God has so much good that he's about to do. So what you really been happening to you, because it's happened to me, is you're getting into the actual moment, and then you're seeing the future. And whenever you get carried to the future, you get a glimpse of the future, that's what happens. That's why people that have heart attacks and stuff, they cry a lot afterwards. I watched David Letterman weeping after his heart attack. It's because they have a theophany moment. Whether they like it or not, there's that moment of eternity that they touch. And that's what's just happened.
Powerful prophecy was given from Memphis on October 25th, 2009. I have to remind you, Memphis is no ordinary city, an ordinary town. Memphis is where Martin Luther King was actually assassinated. You have to have that context in mind when the prophet goes to that region, to that very soil, and gives us incredible prophecy that you're about to hear that is so perfectly aligned with the vision that he just had 50 years after the assassination of JFK. I have to give you a little more context about it. Just simply is not coincidence that that vision was given to him 50 years after JFK's assassination. Do you know, University of Mississippi in 1962, James Meredith, an African-American veteran, Air Force veteran, tried to go to the University of Mississippi. He was denied several times. The governor of Mississippi personally withstood against him so that he could not do it. And President Kennedy, along with Martin Luther King, through a presidential order, made it so that he sent troops in so that he could go attend that university safe. It was step one of what we're seeing now. Before there can be an African-American president, there first had to be an African-American student in a regular university. Another instance, spring of 1963, the same year that Kennedy was assassinated. In Birmingham, Martin Luther King launched a campaign along with JFK in Birmingham. Birmingham was known as the most segregated city in America. And Birmingham City Commissioner Eugene Conner used police dogs and high-pressure fire hoses to put down the demonstrations of the African-American people on the streets. You've seen that footage, the classic footage, the vintage footage of fire cannons, water cannons being, you know, sprayed on these people, and they're being pelted, hit to the ground. President Kennedy then sent in troops, and this was in the spring of 1963, so that they could be established there, they could have rights, and he gave a speech to the nation when this happened. University of Alabama also, once again, in 1963, withstood against an African-American student. Riots broke out. Kennedy went in, provided troops so that an African-American student can go to that university. I'm just saying all this, that there are different levels, different steps. It's not coincidence to me that this vision that Kim has just shared with you happens on the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination. We've shown you what Martin Luther King thought on the day of this assassination, how he knew what was going to happen. Now let's go into this prophecy from Memphis, the very soil where Martin Luther King was actually assassinated. Keeping in mind what Kim just said, remember, pieces of the puzzle connect. We're going to show you this prophecy. You're going to see about the enemy's plot to come against this president. This president's in office now, President Obama, but then also an astounding prediction. And I say that with all humility, prediction about a future president who's going to be an African-American woman. Go.
For they have predicted another one shall die in office. It shall not be so. For this president shall leave his office, bringing honor to the African-American people. But they will say, now will there be another? And God says, there will be another. It shall be an African-American woman that I shall raise up to stand in office, and you shall be proud. For in Memphis, Tennessee, you shouted out the word of the Lord. Where people of this nation that are enemies of the cross have said, we will bring to shame this race. But are you not Americans and citizens of the kingdom? No, you will not be brought to shame. there will not be another unnecessary death. There will not be another unnecessary assassination.
Just a powerful prophetic word. There will not be another unnecessary assassination. People of this nation that are enemies of the cross have said, we will bring to shame this race. But are you not Americans and citizens of the kingdom? No, you will not be brought to shame. There will not be another unnecessary assassination. Then also Kim prophesies, there shall be an African-American woman that I shall raise up to stand in office. We're seeing how the prophetic pieces of the puzzle come together. You know, I'm thinking about all the things that have happened in America, in the news. We've heard about the debt ceiling. We've heard about the debt crisis. This nation is going down, the financial crisis. It's because of the president. It's because of the leaders in Washington, D.C.
Well, we get back in just a moment. We're hearing this. This is pretty powerful. This just came out November 22nd, 2013, right? And we want to share what God has said to us in regards to this quickly so that we can give some context, because it bears witness to what the Lord has been saying to us. And it's encouraging to see that. And also Steve Bailey, yes, who we had a chance, the very same thing that he was speaking about when we were at one of the television stations.
That's right.
And talking about how things are going to turn.
Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially, that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul, or until they take us down. We're in this thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we are excited about it. There are so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error, and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong, because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want, say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Go
amen.
To meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
The secret. We found the secrets the inside secret. His head. That's what it was. And John Ramos.
Hello.
My goodness, if you missed our last program that we just had, powerful, a prophetic word given by Kim Clement about well, tragic in regards to there's evil folks who are haters who have a secret weapon that they would desire to use on our president. Second part is pray for him that this particular secret weapon, person, plan, whatever it is, you know, doesn't take place. And we can actually pray, and that's not God's will. God's will is for our president to not leave the office shamed, yeah, but to leave on a good, a positive point. And he talked about a turn within the last 2 years of his presidency that will begin with humility towards God, I guess, and man, and things would just turn.
Yeah.
And we've been praying for quite some time that you have to understand, just pray that God would give our leaders and our president, for example, dreams that the voice of God would be in the heart of President Barack Obama so he could hear clearly what God has in store. And Job 33, you know, talks about God speaking to us when we're in our sleep. Jesus' name came to Joseph, a confirmation why he was in a dream. The famine came to Pharaoh. God spoke to him in a dream and had Joseph come interpret it. The baker and the cupbearer in the dream, and understand God speaks in dreams and visions, and that you may be thinking, how can I get past all these people that are trying to control our president and trying to prevent him from hearing what he needs to hear about the people that he's leading? Well, God could do that. Mm-hmm. God can, no matter where he's at, you know, God can speak to him. And we want to pray for him. We have a prayer up that we've been praying for over 4 years now. And like Kim Clements said, and we've always said, but you know, as Christians, you should be loving folks, not hating folks, period, anyway. And the enemy's divided our nation up to different sects, you know, party systems and the crazy, all kinds of divided things, but we're one people and the church is one. When God writes to the church, he would write to the church of a region, of a city. And God sees us as a whole. He doesn't see us as part. And so when you're praying for our president, for example, and pray protection and pray against, do not buy into the lies of these enemies. Pray for our president and against anything and anyone, the same way we pray for Israel, that every plan would be foiled, every attempt to harm Israel or our president or our nation would be foiled and stopped, and it would be rendered helpless, the weapons would, and they would be exposed, and that no harm would come to our president, his family, to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel. And this has been our heart, and that's God's heart. God, he says, this is good to be able to do that. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio,
and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars. We believe without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.